going to get a chance to come out and speak with you, because he had it going. He was in, Norris had him in movies and everything, and he had, and he got addicted to cocaine. And since then, though, he's turned into a, you know, God has taken his heart, changed him totally, and he's been a great witness for the Lord ever since. He speaks at a lot of different places all over the United States himself, and he'll be speaking here sometime. Anyway, let's just get started. I want you to turn to the person you're next to and tell him you love him right now. Tell him. Drop that barrier of pride and get moving on this stuff. Okay, now what I'm going to do here, if I point over there, I want you guys to sing praise.
Praise.
Over this way, the Lord.
The Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
If I go like this, it's hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All right.
Praise the Lord! Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
All right, now we'll get started. Here we go now. There was a war in the land of Israel. King Saul and the Israelites fighting the Philistines. One of the Philistines was a giant. His name was Goliath. Strong man. Goliath shouted threats to the Israelites every morning for 40 days and 40 nights, and basically told them, bring your toughest guy out here and I'll take care of him. David's brothers, we're talking about David now. A lot of guys you don't really realize, but in the beginning, before the story of David and Goliath, David had a mission, and God basically took and had a goal that he was going to be king someday. And so what happened was, is he had a relationship with Christ in the very beginning. So he had a lot of strong visions of basically being all the way for God and just really working for him. Well, let me continue right here. David's brothers were in the Israelite army. Jesse, his dad, and David called his dad and told David to go take food to the battlegrounds where basically the Philistines and the Israelites were going to have a battle. So he gets down there, and all of a sudden he hears this giant screaming and yelling. Bring your toughest guy down here, I'll take care of him. So anyway, what happened basically is that David, you know, he was sent down there by his dad to just find out how his three brothers were doing, because they were old enough to be in the service at that time, in the army. Well, he hears this giant screaming and yelling. Well, nobody would fight him. Nobody would fight Goliath, because everybody was, the Israelites were afraid of him because he was a giant. Well, basically, you know, the way the story goes is that David started talking, you know. He said, you know what, if nobody will fight him, I'll fight him. Well, King Saul turned around and he got a message from one of the guys in his army. He said, this guy over here, says this kid, says that he'll fight this giant that we're all afraid of. What happened, he turned around and he called the kid over there, David, and he goes, you know, she's just a kid. Well, you're not going to be able to handle this giant. What do you even... He goes, well, I have faith in God, and I have God on my side, and I can turn around and I can take care of that giant. I've been watching my dad's sheep in the fields, and I've taken care of lions and bears. Well, what happened was, is Saul, finally he gave in, and he said, okay. You know, he said, and they wanted to put all this gear and stuff on, tried to put the armor on David, and David was too small. He said, I have no problem because I have God on my side. Amen. Well, see, the faith that he had faith in the beginning. He had faith because he had already conquered wild animals, protecting the sheep and his dad's, and in the field. So he knew that he had God and God was going to protect him. So what happened? To make a long story short so I can move on this, he basically said that he was going to fight Goliath, and he turned around and picked up five stones and put them in a little satchel, you know, and he had his sling. And Goliath was laughing. He says, "You've got to be kidding me. You're just a little kid." And Goliath said, "I will defeat you because I have God on my side. And I will defeat you. And then everybody will know the true God of the land is here, and he's here to take over." So basically what happened was, is he turned around and Goliath came towards him. David grabbed one of those stones and he slung it and he threw it and he hit him right between the eyes. The giant fell on his face. David went up and took the sword of the giant and cut his head off. Well, the Philistines couldn't believe it. They ran. They go, "Man, how can this little kid take care of our giant?" Well, basically, you know what? I want to talk about the giants that we have in our lives right now. We have things that we go up against daily. We got medical problems. We got our kids and our wives and things that we can't handle. And the problem is the big problem is we're only human. What we do is we turn around and we try to do things ourselves, and we turn around and try to handle everything ourselves. We hold things in. Even though we have a relationship with God, the devil has a way of pulling us away from the idea that it gives us the idea that we're in control. And it don't work. When we do it our way, it falls apart instantly. We've got to turn around and turn and go to the Lord and use Him to fight our battles.
Hallelujah!
No, this is hallelujah. Alright, now listen. What happens is this. We've got to turn around. We've got to fight our battles, man, by using God. We can't fight on our own way. We can't turn around and take it on our own shoulders and think we're in control. It won't work. It won't work. The way that I won my fights when I was young, I didn't have the ability as most guys like my brother-in-law here. I wasn't a great martial artist. I used to get into their heads like the devil gets into our heads constantly. The devil turns around and he gets into your heads and makes you forget that you have the strength of through God to conquer him.
Praise.
Come on.
Praise the Lord.
The thing is that we have to turn around and we got to put our full faith in God to pull us through the trials that we have in our life. And constantly we turn around and the devil says, "No, you can't do it. Do it yourself." He puts worry upon us. He puts all these different things upon us that we can't handle. You being with Christ, He's not going to give you any more than what you can handle. He's not going to let it go that far. You've got to trust in Him. We are only human, and daily we forget. We have something happen in our homes, in our families, or something in our work. It could be money. It could be anything. And these different things are giants that we face. And you can't face those problems unless you put your faith in God and let Him fight this battle for you. Right now, I've got a wife. In the very beginning, 14 years ago, she had ovarian cancer, stage 4, with months to live. She's still here. God saved her, kept her alive all this time. But with the chemo that she has cryptogenic cirrhosis of the liver right now. By having that, it's caused a problem called portal hypertension, like varicose veins, but it's in her esophagus, and she's got these tumors in her esophagus. Every month they've been banding these things with rubber bands to try to grow scar tissue. She's had 3 of these surgeries that she went in 2 weeks ago, and they said they can't band it because the tumors have gotten bigger. If one of those tumors breaks open, she'll bleed to death. She had a little spot on her head about 2 months ago. We went in about a month ago, and they said, we can't cut it out. They did a biopsy, and it's melanoma. Went to the doctor the other day, and he said, "I've got to take out 3.5 centimeters of her head and take the skin graft off her leg and put it right there to cover it. Meanwhile, she suffered right here with this stuff right here, with this portal hypertension. She's in a wheelchair because she needs took her 1 month ago to get the x-rays on her knees. It's bone on bone. She needs a knee replacement on both knees. You know what? The thing is that I'm not in control. God's in control. She trusted God. God saved her already once from ovarian. God can pull her out of the deep depression she's in, and she knows it. Even though she constantly goes into a depression. We all go through the different things in our life, and we go into these pity parties. See, that's the way the devil turns around, and he hits us with these things daily. I used to have a thing where I used to lose my keys a lot. I still do. My wife says, listen, my wife will go, I'll be all upset, I'll be running around for my keys, and she'll go, wait a minute. And my wife will start praying. And you know what, I'll go right to my keys. I always find them instantly after my wife. I got now where I lose my keys, I go, pray please. The thing is we're not in control of our life. My message to you is the giants that you face daily, the only way you can fight them off is through Christ. Let's pray again. Come on, you guys.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
All right. Thing is we have to fight these battles through Christ, not ourselves. Our own understanding won't do it. We can't fight our battles. We're not in control. Listen, I sin daily. Listen, you sin daily. If you have got this thought in your mind that I'm not going to be all the way with the Lord because I feel I have to be perfect, you know what? That's a cop-out. That's what the devil wants you to do. He wants you to go ahead and approach everything like that. How many people do you know go, well, I don't want to go to church, you know, I got to be perfect. Well, that's a bunch of crap, because nobody's perfect and no one will ever be perfect. There was only one person that was perfect. It was Jesus. Now listen, I'll tell you what. You can't turn around and fight things with your own understanding. It's God and God alone that's going to fight those battles. The giants that we face in life has got to be through our faith. My wife is struggling right now. She constantly is in fear of dying, and she has to pray constantly to get that feeling back to where she really belongs. When she went through ovarian cancer in the very beginning, we turned around and she was gone. They said the doctor basically said that she had stage 4, she's going to die. It's already in your bloodstream. We cried together, we turned around and we went through the whole thing. We turned around and finally we got to that point. I didn't want to lose my wife, but the thing is I knew that I wasn't in control. In my earlier life as a karate guy, if you came to me 20 years ago and gave me a Jesus rap, I'd tell you to hit the road. Period. When my wife got the ovarian cancer, I turned around and I couldn't take it no longer. My nephew, Dave's son, at that time I said, Justin, could you go to church with me? So I went over to Greg Lloyd's on a Monday night over at Big Calvary, and I knew I was going to accept Christ that night.
Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
I was the first one down there. The first one. In fact, the security guards had to grab me. I was running right up the stairs. And he was running. And then we'll forget it. You see, we're not in control. We're not in control. We got to go ahead. We got to fight the whole thing. We got to fight these giants that we face in our life. We've got to fight them by using the Lord. When my wife in the very beginning turned around, when we turned around and accepted the fact that, okay, she's going to die, the biggest healing would be in heaven. So you know what? That's great. When I accepted the fact, I didn't want to lose my wife, but I accepted the fact that I couldn't lose her. You know what? She's better off in heaven. She's got the ultimate healing in heaven. When I decided it that way and accepted it, and she accepted it, all of a sudden, she was cancer-free.
Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
You see, God's in control of our life. When we turn around, you see, a prayer, praying for healing, praying for forgiveness, isn't a candy machine where you just go like that and all of a sudden you get your reward. You don't have a card, you don't have a credit card that says Heavenly Express. Like you're just going to go straight to heaven. A few prayers and I'm gone. It don't work that way. When you have full, if you want a healing, if you want to turn around and you want something to happen through prayer, you've got to turn around and mean it. It isn't, now I lay me down to sleep. You understand what I'm saying? You guys have got to get strong.
Praise the Lord! Hallelujah!
All right, right now, you know what? I'm going to tell you something right now. Today is the day of salvation. If you think you can turn around and just go ahead and go through life, you know, every 2 weeks, oh, you know what? I'll go ahead and I'll just tell God thank you at the end of the week, and Friday's your day to go ahead and recommit. That's a bunch of crap. You've got to accept Christ every single day in your life. You've got to turn around and do an acceptance prayer every day because you're not perfect and you're a sinner and you need it daily.
Amen.
Right now, you guys are going to join me right now. Just drop your hands right now. I ask everybody in here, Jesus, I ask you, Jesus, to touch every single person in here and do a day of request, a day just to come back with you, Jesus, right now to get stronger with you. Father God, we need to be filled with that Holy Spirit that you have. Repeat after me, dear Jesus, I come to you right now,
a sinner.
But God, I need you. Wash me. Cleanse me. Every day from this day forward.
Every day is
the
day of salvation.
Not a month from now. Not a week. I give you this in my in your precious name, Jesus.
I give you this in my precious name, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
All right.
Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you very much.
Well, guys, if that don't get you fired up, I don't know what will.
Thank you, Bob. That was a blessing.